Chapter 2. The Superman Complex. I can handle anything. Feeling invincible after combat. Coming home from combat changes you. After surviving the harshest conditions and the most dangerous situations, it's easy to start feeling invincible. The feeling that nothing can touch you becomes almost second nature. In battle, you face death head on and made it out alive. That changes the way you see the world. You start to believe that if you can survive combat, nothing else can hurt you. That feeling of invincibility can be both powerful and dangerous. In combat, strength and courage are necessary for survival. That mindset doesn't switch off when you come home. It follows you into everyday life. The problem is, regular life isn't the battlefield. The things that make you feel strong and untouchable in combat can push you toward risky decisions and dangerous behaviors when the battle is over. The belief that danger doesn't apply anymore. When you've survived things most people can't even imagine, the idea of danger starts to lose its weight. The fear that most people have in risky situations just isn't there anymore. It's why so many veterans find themselves drawn to high-risk activities. Riding a motorcycle at 140 miles per hour or climbing mountains without safety gear might seem reckless to most people, but to a combat veteran, it feels like control. In combat, you learn to face fear head-on. After surviving life-or-death situations, it's easy to believe that nothing else can touch you. If bullets and bombs didn't take you down, why would a high-speed ride or a dangerous stunt be any different? It's not just about the thrill. It's about proving that you're still untouchable. That feeling of power becomes addictive. But the truth is, you're not in control of everything. Eventually, the odds will catch up. That mindset doesn't stop at physical risks. It shows up in emotional risks, too. You might feel like you can handle anything in a relationship, that you can take the emotional blows and bounce back just like you did in combat, but that's not how personal relationships work. Facing pain and fear in combat is not the same as facing emotional vulnerability at home. That belief that you can handle anything can stop you from opening up and dealing with emotional wounds. How this mindset leads to destructive behaviors. The Superman complex might make you feel powerful, but it comes with a cost. That feeling of invincibility can push you toward destructive choices. Reckless driving, heavy drinking, and dangerous stunts become coping mechanisms. The rush of adrenaline reminds you of combat. It feels like control until it doesn't. Relationships take a hit too. When you believe you can handle anything, you don't ask for help. You don't let others in. That emotional wall becomes impossible for others to break down. Partners feel pushed away. Friends feel like they can't reach you. That tough, untouchable exterior may have saved you in combat, but it becomes a wall between you and the people who care about you. Pushing people away feels safer than being vulnerable. If you don't need anyone, you can't get hurt. But that's an illusion. Relationships need trust, openness, and honesty. When you're locked into the Superman complex, those things feel weak. Admitting that you need help or support feels like failure. In reality, it's the opposite. Opening up and letting people in takes strength, a different kind of strength than what you learned in combat. The Superman complex doesn't make you stronger in everyday life. It isolates you. The feeling that you can't be touched makes it hard to connect with others. The people who love you want to help, but they don't know how to reach you when you keep your walls up. You might survive combat with that tough exterior, but to survive relationships, you have to take off the armor. That's the hard part.